Hey guys, so I'm going to talk about something a little personal today. I'm going to talk about a little bit of my conversion and how fiction helped me and continues to help me become a better Catholic. So thanks for watching. I'm ARK Watson, and this is Catholic Reads Rambles. Like a lot of converts to Catholicism, my conversion involved reading a lot of nonfiction and apologetics and really excellent blog articles. And that's something really unique, actually, in Catholicism. I still meet Catholics who converted out of kind of a conversion of the heart and realizing some of the wrong assumptions they had about themselves and about God and the relationship to him. And that's not that that's I'm not saying that's a bad way to convert. That's an excellent way to convert. But it says something about Catholicism and my old church, in the Church of Christ, where that was almost exclusively the sort of conversion story I heard. When I converted. I mean, I don't think I'm the only convert that converted after going through RCIA twice because I was trying to disprove it the first time. That's and yet I meet so many Catholics who converted out of sort of this cold analytical attempts to dismantle the church and end up pulling them in. And that's really awesome, but the problem with that is that after I converted, I wasn't done. It doesn't stop there, you know? Shortly after I converted, I was actually sitting in a college literature class, and the teacher was talking about how in fiction, when there's an African American criminal character, how it's ethically important to have examples of law-abiding African American characters as well, because so many people in our culture today have these unconscious assumptions that are creating problems in our society. And now, whether or not you agree with that lecture, and like the ethics of being a writer in today's society, listening to that, I realized that. Like I had heard this before. I'm from the South, and I have grown up knowing that racism is a problem, and I need to be conscious of my thoughts and my attitudes and my actions towards people of other races and ethnicities and religions than me. But I had never examined myself and my assumptions in regards to my attitudes about other Christians. And I realized that there were a lot of assumptions I made about Catholicism and Catholics that were prejudiced. And this was as a convert, like as a new convert, but still as a Catholic. I realized I assumed things when people told me they were Catholic, like I assumed that they hadn't read the Bible or that they didn't really believe their religion or that they did things out of habit without having a logical reason behind it. And these were assumptions I was still making as a convert, and I didn't know how to stop making those because there's so much about my identity that was revolved about being around being a Protestant. Even after I made peace with and let go of my goals to be a missionary in Ghana, there was still so much in my culture that revolves around Protestant symbols and language and assumptions. And you can't just turn that off even when you become aware of it. And there were examples of people who lived and breathed and had from instinct, from the way they told stories, were Catholic. But they were usually people of other cultures than myself. And I found those cultures very inspiring and great sort of guide and leader, but it still wasn't, I still needed something more in order to make that that mental transition of not just agreeing to Catholicism, but thinking and dreaming and imagining like a Catholic. And so a couple months after I converted, I found this. This is Wiseblood by Flannery O'Connor. I actually read this in high school, in my Protestant Christian high school, and my teacher taught a course on this book. And I think at one point even someone asked her a question, even she was like, yeah, I don't know what she means. And I remember enjoying the book, but not really feeling like I got it. So I found the book again in my bookshelf, and I was like, oh yeah, this lady was Catholic. Maybe I can learn something from her. So I started reading it, and I just started laughing. Especially this section. Hayes leaned forward. This is a setup. This is like a guy who's doing some street preaching, and this is his sermon. Hayes leaned forward. This man is not true, he said. I never saw him before tonight. I wasn't preaching this church 2 months ago, and the name of it ain't the Holy Church of Christ without Christ. The man ignored this, and so did the people. There were 10 or 12 gathered around. Friends, Oney J. Holly said, I'm mighty glad you seeing me now instead of 2 months ago, because then I couldn't have testified to this new church and this prophet here. If I had my guitar with me, I could say this all better, but I'll just have to do the best I can by myself. He had a winning smile, and it was evident he didn't think that he was better than anybody else, even though he was. Now, I just want to give you folks a few reasons why you can trust this church, he said. In the first place, folks, you can rely on it that it's nothing foreign connected with it. You don't have to believe nothing you don't understand and approve of. And if you don't understand it, it ain't true. And that's all there is to it. No jokers in the deck, friends. Hayes leaned forward. Blasphemy is the way to the truth, he said. There's no other way, whether you understand it or not. Now, friends, Oney J said, I want to tell you a second reason why you can absolutely trust this church. It's based on the Bible. Yes, sir. It's based on your own personal interpretation of the Bible, friends. That's how it's spelled. I'm not just saying it. You can sit at home and interpret your own book, your own Bible, however you feel in your heart it ought to be interpreted. That's right, he said. Just the way Jesus would have done it. And I just started laughing because I did not realize this book is so sarcastic. And I don't think anyone in my classroom realized how sarcastic it was. But it's also very, very Catholic, and not in a preachy way or but in a very sincere way. And this is kind of where my obsession with finding good Catholic fiction began, because I think fiction teaches me something that I can't get from apologetics or even from my Bible. It teaches me how to think and dream and operate within the sort of symbol culture that Catholicism has. And it's broken down a lot of the prejudices that I had growing up. And people, I think they don't realize how powerful things like adventure stories and pulp fiction and children's books are. But, you know, fiction, it's not always about proving facts. It's about building ethics within yourself and helping you to have compassion for the characters, for people in wildly different situations and cultures and worlds than yourself, even if that world is, you know, on Saturn. And I'm just... That's why I love fiction, and that's why I love books, and that's why I love Catholic authors who figure out how to tell stories and kind of bring the faith to the world through these sort of Jungian archetypes that anyone can understand, whether or not they believe in Catholicism at all. That's some of the most powerful things you can do. You know, you can give a non-Catholic friend a nonfiction apologetics book and have, and should, and ideally want to have these discussions about what is true and what is right and what is wrong. But you also, I think it's just as important to give the world examples of Catholic stories, because it's through storytelling that we learn to care about each other and to let go of the unconscious assumptions that we have about each other. And after you do that, it's so much easier to have the sort of conversations about, you know, where did the Bible come from, and did Jesus intend there to be a papal seat, and did they intend that to be inherited? Those sorts of conversations happen so much more often and so much easier when the people talking about them aren't scared of each other anymore. And so I would encourage you all to go find a piece of Catholic fiction and see where it takes you. So yeah, if you want to do that, you can go to catholicreads.com, click on reviews, pick your favorite genre, or you can click on the tag box at the bottom of the website, like pick a theme or a subject you're interested in, and it'll link you to all the books that cover that. And find something new. And if you want to see what I'm writing, you can go to arkwatson.com. So thanks for listening to me ramble, guys. I'll see y'all later.